This morning for our Bible study, let's turn to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 4. Book of Romans, chapter 4. And let's read just one verse this morning, Romans 4:16. Therefore, it is of faith, that is, this righteousness promised in the covenant of grace, this salvation promised in the covenant of grace in Christ Jesus. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of the faithful. Now I have a very important question for you to consider this morning, and hopefully we can answer this correctly from the Word of God. Now here's the question. How is salvation received? Now we know this, there certainly is a need of salvation. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us are guilty sinners before God in need of justification, in need of a righteousness that would justify us before God who is holy. So how is this salvation received? By works, deeds of the flesh, or by the obedience of faith? Now the opinion of men and among religious organizations is widespread. You ask 100 different people and you probably get 100 different answers. The legalist would say, well, observe the law. Well, the scriptures clearly refute that. By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. The moralist would say, well, all these have I observed from my youth up. That is, I've kept the law. The Pharisees would say, I thank God. God, I thank you, I'm not as other men are. The false prophet in our day would say salvation is received by a decision, by joining the church, or by being baptized, or by walking an aisle, or by seeking an emotional experience. The deceived church member would say, come join us. Salvation's in our church. We have the right name. We have the right tradition. We're doing the right thing. See what I mean? Ask all these different people and you'd receive many different answers. My friend, there is just one source to find all the answers to any spiritual questions. And the final answer and the absolute authority on all spiritual matters is the Word of God. What does the Lord say? What's the testimony of Scripture? What does the Scripture teach? Well, the Scripture says that we just read this morning that salvation and this justifying righteousness in Christ Jesus is received by faith. By faith. We read in Romans 3:24. Now listen, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Salvation then is received not by doing, but rather by believing God. Now let me give you these scriptures. You remember in the book of Acts, chapter 16, the Philippian jailer asked the Apostle Paul, here's God's servant, God's man, God's prophet, what must I do to be saved? That's what the jailer said, remember? What was the answer the Apostle gave? He corrected him, didn't he? He said, it's not due. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be justified, saved. So salvation, he declares, that salvation received not by doing, but rather by believing. Now we read in Scripture furthermore in John chapter 5, verse 24. Listen carefully. The Lord Jesus says this, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but is passed from death unto life. He that heareth my word and believeth. You see the order there? Hearing the word and believing the word of God. It's all of God in all of grace. In John chapter 6, verse 47, the Lord says, verily, verily, which means truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. Now, that's pretty clear testimony, isn't it? He said, I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. I'm the good shepherd who gives life to my sheep. So, salvation then clearly is received by faith. Now, why is faith so essential to salvation? Why is faith so essential to salvation? Well, I'll give you a couple reasons. We read in the book of Hebrews, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Why is faith so essential? That is how salvation, who is Christ, is received. Faith is ordained of God as the method and means to receive our Lord Jesus Christ, who is salvation. Now listen to this scripture in 1 John chapter 5. This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. Now here's the record. This life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of his Son. It's believing him. We know the Son of God is come, and he's given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. We are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and this is eternal life. Salvation that God has ordained in Christ Jesus is received then by faith. Faith sovereignly is given of God. Faith is a gift of God. It's not something that blooms in our heart, in our wicked heart, naturally. It's the sovereign gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Faith has for its foundation what? What's the foundation of faith? My feelings? No. The foundation of faith is the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith has for its object the Lord Jesus Christ alone. He said, look unto me. I'm a just God and Savior. Beside me there is no other. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Therefore, saving faith looks to Christ alone for salvation. Faith in Christ alone justifies, being justified by faith, Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Faith is the fruit of life. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. We believe because we have been born by the Spirit and by the gospel of God, the seed of life. Faith gives God all the glory in salvation. In the same chapter, Romans 4, you have it there in front of you? Notice Romans chapter 4, verse 20, speaking of Abraham. Abraham, we know, believed God. He received salvation by faith. And it said of him, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You see what saving faith does? It honors and glorifies God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. Therefore it was imputed, given to him for a justifying righteousness. Therefore it is of faith. How was salvation received? Well, it's clearly said throughout the Scripture that it is received by believing God, by faith. Now, secondly, why has God ordained salvation to be received by faith? Why has God ordained this salvation that's so necessary for guilty sinners to be received by faith? Well, it says in the text here, Romans 4:16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by the grace of God. Now, there's the first reason. That's why he's ordained salvation to be all of faith, that it might be by the grace of God. You see, grace and works are opposites and would pull apart. Grace and faith are of God, given of God, and they pull together. Faith traces its very existence, cause, and purpose to be all of God's grace. The only reason for grace is grace. In Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and God hath given us grace because of grace, and that is in Christ Jesus. The only reason for grace is the grace of God, and the only reason for faith is the sovereign gift of God. He grants and gives faith according to His own will. Not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but it's God that would show mercy. It is evident in the case of every believer. Abraham believed God. David believed God. It was imputed to them for righteousness. And it's evident also in the case of every believer. We believe God by the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. The grace of God in Christ Jesus elected me to salvation. There's a remnant according to the election of grace. Romans 11:5. The grace of God justified me, justified freely by His grace. The grace of God called me when it pleased God, who separated me and called me by His grace. Galatians 1:15. The grace of God saved me, not of works, but according to God's own purpose and grace, we were saved. 2 Timothy 1:9. And grace gave me faith. As many was ordained to eternal life, believed God. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by, that is, salvation is all of grace. The grace of God, sovereign grace, eternal grace, fetching grace, electing grace, regenerating grace. It's all of grace. Now, here's the second reason that salvation is of faith. First of all, that it might be by grace. Secondly, that the promise of salvation might be sure to every one chosen of God and He ordained to eternal life. The promise might be sure to all the seed. That's His elect. If salvation were of works and conditioned upon the sinner, it could never be sure to anyone. But thank God, we're not under the system of works. We're under the scheme and method of grace. And because it's all of grace, salvation is certain and sure to all those given to the Lord Jesus. He said, "All that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and those that come to me I will in no wise cast out." It's by the grace of God. This makes salvation certain and sure to all God's church, all of God's elect. Since the certainty of our salvation is conditioned on Christ, not on the sinner, but the promise of salvation is conditioned on the certainty of Christ fulfilling all things for us, performing all things for us. It's based upon a condition upon His righteous obedience unto God, satisfying the law. It's based upon the atonement that He made to put away our sin, satisfying God's holy justice. And therefore, not one of His elect shall perish. We read about this covenant of grace in 2 Samuel. It's ordered in all things, and it's sure. This is all my salvation and all my hope. You see, the pattern of God, it is of faith, that it might be by grace, that the promise of salvation would be certain and sure to all God's elect based upon the certainty of Christ performing all things, providing all things for salvation in Himself through His obedience. And this honors God. This honors God in all things and gives God all the honor and glory in salvation and excludes all boasting in the sinner. And the sinner honors Him as our substitute. We follow Him as our shepherd. We hear Him as our prophet. We obey Him as our King and own Him as our salvation.